Welcome to the Elevate Life Project with your host, Michael Cohan. At the Elevate Life Project, we are dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Aim higher. Elevate your life. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, and I'm so happy to be here, and yes, I finally did it. I have changed the intro and outro to reflect the new name of the podcast with the new podcast thumbnail that coincides with my website so that my brand is all a little bit more uniformed. It's an ongoing process, I know. I mean, remember, my journey started off as me being a yoga teacher. Then my journey went from being a yoga teacher to a nutritional health coach slash yoga teacher. Then my journey went from a yoga teacher, nutritional health coach, to a wellness coach, to eventually becoming a life coach. And along that journey, I've had three brands, three websites, five logos, something like that. So it takes time, and I'm still working on it. But I do want to take my business to the next level this year, and I do want to scale, and I do want to grow. And to only do that, I have to kind of unify my brand and bring everything together. And everybody always asks this question, right? Like, how can I be successful? And I think that personally, if you work hard and you put forth effort consistently, success is guaranteed. Now, some of you might be successful in a year. Some of you might take 10 years. It took me 7 years to have a successful online coaching business and a moderately successful podcast. And I never gave up because this is what I wanted to do. This was what I wanted to do with my life. And that's what you have to keep in mind when you're pursuing your goals. You can't give up. You just can't. You have to keep moving forward and you got to keep trying. But you also have to pivot. If you look at what I said in the beginning, I started off as a yoga teacher, then a nutritional coach, then a wellness coach, eventually a life coach. I kept pivoting. I kept adapting my idea to something that would finally work. That's what it means to live an elevated life. And that's what we're about here at the Elevate Life Project. But I'm off topic, and today I want to talk about how to create the life you love. When the alarm goes off in the morning, as it does, do you curse its existence? Is there any part of your day where you don't feel unhappy or incomplete? There's a point in everyone's life when they realize they don't love their current life path and crave some positive change. We have all been there multiple times. And in most cases, you might think a complete overhaul is what you need. I went through that in my 30s, but you don't have to make such a drastic change because that's not the right decision sometimes. Sometimes it's small, incremental changes over a long period of time. And sometimes all you need to feel fulfilled is to make a few changes. So let's be honest here and let's be truthful. The perfect life does not exist, but it's possible to create the life you love. So here are five ideas that I have to help you create a life you love. First, you need to determine what you would like to change. The most important question you can ask yourself is, what do I want to change? If you don't know your current values and goals, how can you ever expect to come up with a life worth living? Instead of just changing one thing, it's essential to determine why you want to change in the first place. You might want to strengthen your relationships or change your career path. Whatever the case might be, it's essential to know your goal before working on your strategy. And you have to be honest with yourself. As we grow up, our goals change. The things we desire change. That's normal. One thing that shouldn't change, however, is your integrity. Never settle for a good enough life if you truly want something better. If you own a business and are unhappy with the way it runs, You have to take the necessary steps to fix it, rather than making excuses or just working around the problems. It's easy to overlook your values and morals when you're stuck in a rut dealing with circumstances beyond your control. We've all been there, including myself. But remember, there's a difference between compromising and settling. You need to assume the attitude of rolling with the punches. In the same vein as honesty, it's also vital that you're open to change. Sometimes things happen that will throw a wrench in your plans. Sometimes circumstances beyond your control can make it challenging to achieve your goals. But nothing, and I mean nothing, lasts forever. You can achieve most goals and dreams if you keep trying despite the setbacks. You'll eventually face roadblocks. That's guaranteed. But you can still reach your ultimate destination if you're willing to roll with the punches and never give up. And you have to leave the past behind. Sometimes the most challenging thing about creating a better life is letting go of the old one. You might have difficulty leaving behind friends or the life your parents gave you. But if those things are holding you back from what you truly want, you might want to leave them behind. You can't change the past. The past is the past. We have to leave it in the past. The only way to create a better future is to accept what has happened and move forward with your head held high. Far too often, people spend time in the past trying to repair inappropriate, irreparable situations. It's important to avoid doing that. You have to focus on what you can change, the present, and keep moving forward. And finally, make happiness your rudder. A rudder is a steering device that directs the boat where it needs to go. You can't steer a ship without a rudder. Likewise, happiness is the key to a good life and the most important goal you can set for yourself. Life may not be a cupcake and rainbows. That's a given. But if you strive for happiness every step of your life, you'll find that every storm has a silver lining. One important key to a successful life is living by your values. But too often, people get stuck in a rut or face circumstances beyond their control, and they compromise their values for the sake of survival. In most cases, it's not necessary to make drastic changes to feel fulfilled. It can be as simple as making minor tweaks that lead you towards happiness and gives your life meaning. We have to remember to aim higher and elevate our life. Thank you for listening to the Elevate Life Project. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, please write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our coaching classes, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com and sign up for our newsletter. Remember, aim higher, elevate your life.